Art is Dead? It's actually very good.
I'm the guy who invented the thing that's gonna take us out of this place. If you could read my mind, you would know what kind of pajamas.
How'd you already win?
This?
I won't. Oh, come on, I lost. Footy,
footy, footy, footy pajamas. Footy, 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 footy pajamas. Booty, 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 booty pajamas. They let me be what I want to be.
So fast! This is bogus.
Actually, as a tribute to my winning, we'll leave that up.
Gosh.
All right.
You actually have the episode memorized this time?
The episode memorized? What?
The episode number. Last time you definitely forgot the number of episode.
Oh, yeah.
On episode 5, because you remember, like, this is episode...
Oh, no, I was about to say a swear word there. No, this is episode 7 of Let Me Pitch This To You. Marcus, what's this podcast about?
It's an idea podcast. Ian said that. I always fumbled my way through describing this podcast to people. And then I think it was on air for one episode. I told Ian to describe it, and he was like, it's an idea podcast. And I was like, yeah, that's very good. That works. That gives people enough of an idea without me being like, well, it's like me and this other guy who aren't like actual, like, we're creative people.
We're not real writers.
Creative, and we'd like to, and then we, like, we go and we act like people care about our stories and ideas, and then we pitch, like, we all, like, it's such a fumble way to. Like, if we were already famous or writers or something, it'd be way easier to describe this, but I feel like to give the whole effect of what it is, I have to explain. It's a mess. So it's an idea podcast.
So this is episode 7. We have 2 episodes to count votes from because I was out of town last week because I have a grown-up job.
He's not dedicated.
I have a grown-up job. Dude, I was 2 hours away.
Not dedicated.
All right. So...
Episode 5. Do you have the comment up for Matt? For
Matt's Majestic Mind? We have Matt's Majestic Mind for episode 5.
We're going to say I'm a who won real quick, and it was me by 100% of the votes. What's up?
We only got one vote, so that's all I'm going to say.
One official vote. 2 people voted on YouTube, and thank you, Maxwell Prometheus Orr, and his older brother McLean for voting, and for being weird fans of all of the internet stuff I do. But yeah, thank you for the comment and for watching our podcast. But we can't count your votes.
You won episode 5.
Matt's Majestic Mind would be... Ian's going to read the comment real quick.
All right, Matt's Majestic Mind. It's pretty long. I'm just going to kind of skim through it. Matt says, my vote has to go to Marcus this time. And he definitely has... a point that whoever talks more has a distinct advantage.
Oh, dude, you should see what
that's
I wrote
so
out this
true.
Time. I have 6 pages worth.
It's like that old joke about the Oscars that you can predict the winners by just replacing the word best with most in all the category names. I had to listen to this podcast in 2 parts over the last couple days. Blah, blah, blah. He goes into it. He had to listen. He kind of listened. He listened to each of our ideas separately. So here's my detailed analysis, or rather my commentary on what you are unknowingly ripping off.
Oh, no, I ripped off everything on... I'm kidding. I've never seen any of the stuff you mentioned.
Ian's pitch sounds like some combination of Highlander and Hancock. My questions here are, do these immortals know they have this dark matter? And what will happen if they let it recombine? Do they keep in contact over the internet so they can be like, hey, I'm going to be the no, they don't really know each other, but I don't know. I'm working on the details. Seriously, I thought Marcus was just pitching the X-Files for a bit with a dose of conspiracy theory,
which was fair,
or Enemy of the State if you want another Will Smith movie. But I think
which
you
are
really
the movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, but what?
I've only ever seen Will Smith movies.
Yeah,
if he's not in it, never seen it.
It's a good way to be. But I think you really make it your own with the crazy over the topness of it. I think it's honestly a good idea, and you've really got a built-in audience when it comes to conspiracies. So running with the idea that all the modern conspiracy theories are true could could be really fun to watch. And then also just PS, because we couldn't figure it out, the movie that talks about the JFK assassination is actually called JFK. It's just called JFK. I mean, I don't know who came up with that movie title, but...
And that's just leading to these two dunces. Like, what are they thinking?
So, that's episode 5. Do you have any more commentary? Or should we move on from that episode? No. I thought it was a good episode. I like both of our ideas, honestly.
Yeah, I think I've watched that one the most. Like, because I always try to listen back on it and be like, this is a weird thing that I said, or I said this, like, too many times, or whatever.
Yeah, that was me last episode, but episode 5 was great. It was also our first video episode, for those of you who just started following. So you can watch on video now, you can watch video on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. We need to get out of the way. Well, we'll remember to do at the end of the episode, tack on all of the stuff we need to say thank you and plug and all that. But yeah, I watched episode 5 a lot of times, and it was very good. No, I don't have any more commentary besides, like, we messed up so bad by not knowing the name of that JFK movie.
Yep.
Oh, well. That's fine. Okay. It's all good. Episode 6.
Episode 6. The winner is me with 2 votes.
No, you tied with the cat. Suck it.
Yeah. And Marcus got 1 vote. And then, for the first time ever, there's been another contestant with a vote on the show, and that is the Black Cat. If you remember from episode 6, the Black Cat that almost tried to molest Marcus. Can I just say that on air? I'm sorry.
The comic book character, the Black Cat. Which is weird, because she was not referenced or mentioned.
Yes, Matt gave a +1 to the cat. And then...
another person voted for it, too.
Yeah.
However, here's the thing. There was a moment when I thought that cat was going to win the show. And I was like, if that cat actually wins, I will kill your cat for real, Ian.
We'll quit the show. The show's done.
Yeah, I'd be like, if a cat beats us, we're going to be like, Matt, you do the show. You'll probably be better at it, and you can co-host the cat.
I can just imagine that. Think of Matt sitting right here and the cat sitting next to him, and they're just pitching ideas. That's the new show. That's my pitch.
I mean, it's an internet video. If we want to get popular, we have to have a freaking cat in it, because the internet's such a heavy-handed, very intellectual conversation source on...
Yeah. Right, so... Whatever. That was the vote count. And now for episode 6, Matt's Majestic Mind, much shorter, but... Matt says my vote goes to Ian this week, but I don't think I'm a truly objective voter on this one. I don't know anything about the Green Lantern, and I hate Doctor Who. For those of you that haven't seen episode 6 or listened to it, Marcus was just combining the two, Doctor Who and Green Lantern. That being said, I think Marcus's idea is pretty good. I especially like the location ideas that you mentioned. This reminds me a bit of Interstellar with the giant wave world, the world with the crystallized clouds.
I forgot also about how dope that movie was.
That was a good movie.
Will Smith's in that movie, by the way, in case you guys didn't know. He's in it just for a little bit. That's why I've seen it.
What?
No, I just said I only see Will Smith movies. Interstellar was tight.
It was a good movie. Kind of long, but good. Also, doing this as a cartoon makes good practical sense, as it would avoid the huge costs associated with these locations. The basic structural ideas are also good with the big bad. That is subtly hinted at throughout each season. I think Ian basically just pitched the Republican Party's Obamacare replacement. Thanks, Matt. That's exactly what I was going for. Seriously, though, Ian gets my vote. However, because governmental conspiracies are red meat right now. Honestly, with the currently climate of government distrust and anti-vaxxer crowd, I'm shocked this isn't already on the air. So, all right. So that's episode 6. Do you have any commentary, Marcus?
I mean, I should have won.
You should have won? No, I totally won that. It's a government conspiracy, dude.
Well, if you broke my whole pitch down, my whole pitch was just, what if we made a Green Lantern show that was like Doctor Who, but better?
Yeah.
That was... Dang it. Okay, so what are we doing special for this episode? Episode 7.
Episode 7. So, we are doing our first fan base pitches.
Yeah, which is essentially you guys can email, and we've asked you to, and this was Matt's idea. We want to give credit where credit's due. You email sentence long or longer, however elaborate or abstract ideas that you have. You email them to us. We're going to put them all in a Word document, give a numbers, roll an electronic dice, and then we're going to pick that, and we kind of just have to on the fly riff off those ideas that we got. We have 15 right now.
15 ideas, yeah. And I'd probably, we should say 10 of those are Matt's.
I think like actually exactly 10 of them are Matt's.
Yeah. So two of them, yeah, 10 are Matt Sampson's. Like two or three are from Jeremy Valenti, and two are from my mom.
Ian's mom. Mind,
so.
Ian said his mom's name. He's going to get his mouth washed out with soap.
It's okay. I'm 19. Anyway.
He's going to get his mouth washed out with soap and grounded.
So we got three people sending in ideas.
All right, Ian, I just rolled the die. I'm going to write down the number, and then we can read them in a second. But I fear we could. Do you want to roll, or do you want me to roll for you?
Go ahead and roll for me, since it's on your computer.
15. Oh, Ian, you got 15.
You said it out loud. Okay.
Oh, Ian, what number did you get? Sorry.
15. And Marcus, what number did you get?
7.
No, never mind.
So I'll pull it up in the Word document.
I was going to say 7's the number of the devil, but that's 6. I'm sorry.
I'm Ian. I'm great at Bible stuff. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm real bad at reading. So let's struggle through this as I read my pitch. And then, no. Hold on. What did you get? You got 15? I'm going to email, or I'm going to send yours to you real quick.
Okay.
And then you can read it. And then I'll do mine, and we can edit this out if it takes too long, because I'm slow. We can also edit out. If I fumble through a bunch of words and I look real bad, like I have dyslexia, which is true.
Dude, I don't do any editing to this show, so we're not editing.
Ian does so freaking... Yeah, to the extent that Ian, I kid you not, has part of the episode with the cat, last episode, where you just get up and throw the cat out of the room and close the door and you didn't take it out.
I thought I took that out, though. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm very busy. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead. You can read your thing.
My idea first?
Okay. Yeah, do yours first real quick.
Or not my idea. The pitch.
It's your mom's idea.
Yeah. Hold on. So, this idea came in from... Oh, dang it. We just messed up the set.
Ian done broke it all.
Dang it. Okay, so this idea comes in from my mom, Loretta. Which sounds really weird saying on air, my mom's name, called The Magic Gate. So picture this. Picture like a dreamscape world, and everything's kind of blurry all around you. And you're in like a tunnel or like kind of an alleyway. And you're walking through the alleyway, and there's like nothing really on either side of you. Like I said, it's kind of blurry, kind of foggy. But at the end, there's a very clear, distinct light, like as if you were dying or something, you know? And so you come to this thing of light and ends up being a gate or some kind of door, like big, fancy. And you go through the door. And what do you think happens when you go through the door? So what's a good way to pitch this? You go through the door and it takes you kind of back in time. Like, there's really no other way to say that except it's kind of like a time machine. Takes you back to when you were the happiest in your life. So that could be at any point, but that could be good or bad. So it could it'd be a story about like a person who somehow has this gate, and they can go back to at any point in time to when they're like, say they're having a, they have, they're really depressed right now, and like they go back to when they're happiest. But there could be side effects. They go back. And then they change history or something like that. That's pretty much all it is. I kind of added a little bit to like make it interesting. It's pretty short.
Sorry, Mom. Your idea was stank, so I made it good. Whoops.
No, I just... Okay, so there wasn't like... she said alleyway. I said tunnel, but like I changed a few words. I'm sorry. I don't know if we can do that. But
idiot.
Okay, so... Do you have any like questions or anything to add on to it?
You can think about it for a second. I'm going to read Jeremy's real quick. I read through it one time.
All right.
I'll probably still fumble through it a lot.
All right.
That's just my reading abilities. So, oh well. So, Jeremy pitched this idea, and it's a hour-long live-action TV series called Lightspeed Racer. Fair. He has question marks after that, so I think it's a working title.
Yeah.
And then the concept would be Hidalgo, which is... Have you seen Hidalgo? The Viggo Mortensen...
I have not.
Movie?
No.
It's pretty good. It's worth a watch. I enjoyed it. Hidalgo meets Star Trek meets Indiana Jones. I'm going to say only the fourth Indiana Jones because it takes place in outer space and aliens. Spoilers. Yeah. So, the race to the edge of the universe, the most dangerous race in the world. So, basically, this would take place in the year 3050. Technology has advanced to the point that people can travel and have traveled to different galaxies. There's a common belief that whatever lies beyond the edge of the universe is the most perfect element, which will be worth the most astronomical amount of money ever fathomable. Wow, people, you can't use big words here. That's really hard.
Not for Marcus. No, I can read big words because went to college.
Ian's a grown up. Aren't I older than you? I don't remember. It's not worth it. So the team that comes back to Earth with the most rare element wins. This race would be the biggest event of the century. Teams would consist of scientists, electricians, mechanics, pilots, etc. Teams would consist of 5 people on each ship and countless number of people on each known planet, providing and exploring with resources, basically kind of like a NASCAR pit crew. So if you have to start here and you can send people planets ahead of you to kind of like get ready to fix your ship in case it blew up. Because I got, like, when I read that the first time, it didn't make any sense to me. So I explained it in case it didn't make sense to you guys too.
Okay, that makes sense.
The show would focus primarily on one team and the struggles that they encounter on their adventures, such as low supplies, unexpected space pirates, space beasts, etc., but also the toll and the adventure takes on each person mentally for being away from their friends and family for so long and never knowing when they'll come back. I thought it's a neat idea, but we can dive into it. Do we want to talk about yours or mine first?
I don't care.
Deep dive into it.
You know, the thing about yours, like, have you ever seen the movie Rat Race?
No, I do know that somebody referenced Rat Race in one of their comments.
It's a comedic movie. It's basically a bunch of comedians, or like well-known actors, and they're all playing these characters. And they all get called in by this, I don't remember, some really rich dude. And they have to go on this treasure hunt, and they're all racing to get this treasure hunt of, like, I don't know, several million dollars. I don't remember. I haven't seen it. It's been years since I've seen it. But it sounds like that, only a sci-fi version. And I thought that movie was pretty good. I mean, it was okay. It was funny. So that's kind of what I think of, only more of a sci-fi version of it. But that's all my commentary, really.
That's all you have to say? I mean, I think we're supposed to elaborate and elaborate.
Yeah.
I said elaborate the first time, which is not how that works.
No.
Elaborate on these ideas. So let's try to come up with the five characters that we'd be focusing on. You want to do that? So sure. He gave us how many different jobs would be on the thing.
So I feel like there's got to be a main character, like a Han Solo type character that would be, because obviously you have some kind of spaceship and you need like a Han Solo type character who's like in love with his ship. He's a space person, or even more like Han Solo meets Star-Lord. Kind of. I mean, they're kind of the same character, to be honest.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people wanted Chris Pratt to play Han Solo and the young Han Solo.
That would have been tight.
Okay, so I'm going to stretch this because he gave us 4 jobs. It says 5 people per ship. So I'm going to say co-pilot also. Kind of like a Chewie to that Han Solo.
Yeah.
So we have a pilot, and that'd be a Han Solo-esque character. You want to give him a name?
All I can think of is things that rhyme with Chewie, like Dewey.
Oh, yeah. It's Dewey. And surprisingly enough, weirdly, we're going to tie it into Malcolm in the Middle, and it's going to be Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
He was frozen in carbonite.
Yep.
We're tying in
His
Star
brother's
Wars, too.
Frozen in carbonite.
It's a prank. Did you get it? So then we can get, like, a Chewie-esque character. Or, yeah. I mean, no, I don't even want him to be like Chewie, just like...
Is he going to be human as well, or is he going to be alien like Chewie is?
I mean, I was going to say...
Like, I feel like he shouldn't be a human.
How racist of me. I was thinking all humans. He does say Earth.
I feel like he should be not human, because that way you have, like, a relationship between one. That's basically Chewbacca. No, that's Barf from Spaceballs.
Never seen Spaceballs. Never. Real quick. I need to explain why I've never seen Spaceballs. I'm not a horrible person. I'm not. I'm a Christian, Ian. No, I've never seen Spaceballs.
It's a good show. Just watch it on when it's on TV airing. Don't buy the DVD because the DVD is bad. I've only ever seen it on TV because they cut things out.
Okay, back to the subject.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's just going to be a dog.
A dog? Like a legit, just normal dog?
No,
is it gonna
no
be
I'm
a...
kidding. That's okay. Dumb. We can make him... Shoot, what do you want to make him? Like, do we want to do known aliens? Because the coolest alien I think I've ever seen in anything is Diamond Head from Ben 10.
I know.
So we can have him be a Diamond Head character.
Or we could have him be like a... Do we want him to be like a real big brute character like Diamond Head? Or more of like a tiny, smart character? Like, what's the...
Gray Matter.
Gray Matter, yeah.
I don't remember what they're actually called. I know all the alien names. But like, if you remember, right, the alien bounty hunter guy, that's a... whatever. I don't know the alien names. Whatever the Diamond Head alien is. How much Ben 10 have you seen? Let's talk Ben 10 lore real quick.
Wait. When you say bounty hunter, are you talking about...
There's like a Diamond Head alien, but it's not Ben as Diamond Head.
I know who you're talking about. I don't remember his name, though.
Yeah, and he was, like, super smart and not a brute, like, character. I know he was just really smart.
This was from the original Ben 10, right? Or was this from Alien Force?
Both.
Those are the only two I really got into.
Yeah, it was from both.
The other ones are garbage.
Ultimate Alien's fine.
Oh, okay.
After that,
have I seen Ultimate Alien? A little bit. But
yeah, after it all goes
downhill
after.
They did a new reboot of it, and it's terrible. But anyway, this isn't a Ben 10 show, so...
We can talk about Ben 10 if you want to, though. I'm down. I like that show a lot. If you guys have never seen Ben 10, I'm going to say this character is not the co-pilot. I'm going to say he's the scientist, and we can play off, like, the whole, like, because he is going to be a very big character made out of, like, these crystals and stuff like that. But and I think kind of like Beast, the X-Men character.
Okay.
To where, like, he's very huge and strong, but mostly uses his mind rather than muscles to punch and kick stuff.
Okay.
And he can be the scientist on the planet that can help them, or on the planet, on the ship that will let them do stuff.
All right.
So
that sounds pretty cool.
Your turn. We have a scientist and a pilot.
Scientist and a pilot. We still need a co-pilot.
Co-pilot, electrician, and mechanic.
Yeah. I feel like we should have another human, and it should either be the electrician or the mechanic, and they should be really witty and kind of sarcastic, if you get what I'm saying. It's like someone that doesn't really care about the world. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen... You've seen Firefly, right? Yeah.
Nope. No, we already talked about this. Never seen Firefly.
We're
going to do this again.
Again,
this is the second time on this podcast that you've yelled at me for not watching Firefly.
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
Must have been episode one I did that.
It was episode two.
I was going to say, like, a mix between the mechanic on Firefly and then... I can't think of the one dude's name who's the weapons specialist, and he's kind of a, I don't want to say a bad character, but he kind of like a little arrogant, selfish, doesn't really care about the crew. Something kind of like that for one of the characters. Because that just kind of makes it interesting, makes the whole story interesting.
And you want him to be the mechanic or the
electrician.
Electrician.
Which one?
You gotta pick one.
I don't know. Let's say mechanic. Because then you could have things like where, like, he's not really committed to his crew, so maybe he gets paid by another crew to sabotage the ship or something like that. And you don't have to do that. That would just be something to add
to
it.
It's just an idea. I'm going to pitch an actor for that. Tie it in to not only Malcolm in the Middle, but also Indiana Jones, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, wait. How does that tie into Malcolm in the Middle?
Because Dewey, remember?
Okay.
So we have Dewey. And, Mutt, was that his
Mutt,
name? Was his name Mutt?
Mutt.
See how, weirdly enough, not only do I know his name from that movie, which I've only seen one time, I saw it, I liked the fourth Indiana Jones movie.
I liked it when I
never
was a kid and I saw
Never seen
it.
Firefly, though.
Wow. See, I liked it when I was a kid. I haven't watched it in probably, I don't know how many years. But
yeah, that might be like my idea is like to try to get those cheap votes like you did that one time where you pitched a gun that killed Star Wars. It'll be like, my idea is a gun that kills the fourth Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah.
That might give me some votes. So we need a co-pilot and a electrician. I'm going to pitch a female character. She'll just be a girl and she'll be an electrician and... We can do the whole women empowerment thing, but do it a way that's not annoying, where it's just a female character who's written competently and cool. So as opposed to trying to like shove down your throat, women empowerment will be like, no, here's just a girl who happens to be an electrician and good at her job and competent as a human being and cool.
Okay. That sounds good.
So that's the whole thing.
Do you
thing
have any
here
particular like characters from other shows in mind? Like
the kind of, I mean, we can't actually do that.
Yeah, I guess.
However, think kind of the first season of Agent Carter was not how I think women empowerment TV shows should be done. And was very annoying and heavy-handed about it. The second season, though, did it very good. So kind of think a character a lot like that.
Okay.
If you've seen Agent Carter.
No, I did. I actually kind of liked
that show.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I was a big fan. Okay, your turn. You got the last one. And it has to be the co-pilot. And you said it has to not be a human.
I mean, it doesn't... It could be like a robot or something, too. It doesn't have to be an alien. Like a humanoid or something. Or a cyborg. Sorry, not a humanoid.
Or just a robot. What if the fifth person's their ship and it's a transformer? Like, not a real transformer, but you know what I mean. Like, it can like be a giant mech that they run. Like,
the ship is alive.
Yeah, no, not like not even so much alive. Like Pacific Rim style. Like, there's an artificial intelligence inside of it. Oops, I just slapped the mic. There's an artificial intelligence inside the ship.
Okay.
However, like if they get into like they need to go onto a planet and like, oh, like this is covered in like space dinosaurs or something, they're like, all right, let's go, and then they turn their ship into a giant like Pacific Rim style mech and they go down and you can watch it punch dinosaurs.
I'm down with
so
that.
I guess I'm pitching Pacific Rim in space now that I think about it.
I mean, I'm down with that,
and that sounds cool to me.
Yeah, we can do that.
Cool. Okay,
I mean, unless we come up with something better, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can talk about yours for a little bit now. All we right can always come back to it if we need to. All if right, I think cool of something really dope.
So that's yours. So back to mine. Do you have what do you want to throw out there for mine?
Excuse me. Sorry. I think we should focus maybe do this as like a Netflix show that has like very few episodes.
Like a mini series sort of thing. Like episodes kind of longer. Shorter, like,
yeah, but there's only like amounts. Five of them.
Yeah,
we don't do a season two, and we just do like very deep, interesting, but like slow moving, but in a way that like you don't mind. Like, if you ever read certain comic books, like, there's a lot of dialogue in here, but if it's written well, you don't care, even though,
yeah,
a whole lot
slow,
doesn't happen because it's slow because there's lots of words, and comic books is a visual medium, so you usually want the pictures and the words to work together. And when they do that good, you flip through it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
However, sometimes you have to get through dialogue and they have to be like, well, I have to write something to get you guys' story. And if it's done well, it feels slow. I mean, I'm also a slow reader, but it feels slow. Yeah. But if the dialogue is written well, then it's interesting and you don't care. You're involved and care about the characters. So it's like an appropriate pace thing, I guess, as opposed to slow. Like a more drawn out, slower, like character study of like, let's say three characters,
because
we already
did
five things and I don't know if I can come up with five different characters or something to make
so
a
now,
study about.
Would you want to do each episode the same character, or like have this gate or whatever it is, or this doorway, and each episode is a different person finding this doorway and it's how they deal with it going through it and going into this world it takes you to?
That's what I was thinking. So
okay,
like you
so
go,
like it'd be a different character
this
each episode. Yeah, it'd be so, like a whole different, it'd be like what's that show? Twilight Zone, where like every episode's completely different character, cast, everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can even do like feel and themes, like, so one person, their like best, it takes you back to like your happiest memory, right?
Yeah. So like, it could take you back to one person could go back to when they were
like when they got married.
Yeah, like before their spouse died or something.
Yeah, and then we can. What do we want the point of it to be? Like, do we want to just like make these depressing things?
Like, it could be
things?
Something like they go back in time.
Are you
but
back?
Then like,
are you back for good?
But then here's the thing. Okay, it could be something like they go back in time, but then it creates like a rip in the space-time continuum or something. I mean, I know that's been done a bazillion times, but you could write it in a way where it's like, oh crap, now they have to figure out how to rewrite the history so that the whole universe doesn't blow up.
Or what about this? That's an episode. That's one. That's episode one of our show. And we can do something completely different with episode two and three.
Yeah. Yeah, I dig that. That's a good idea.
What about episode two is he goes back to his happiest memory, but it's kind of like on that Christopher Nolan Dark Knight stuff, and like he either dies the hero or lives long enough to see himself become a villain. So he goes back and he becomes a child, like he inhabits his body as a kid in his happiest memory, but he has all of his adult memories and things and all the rough stuff that's happened to him his whole life.
Oh, and that's all in his happiest memory now.
Yeah, and it's all in his happiest memory. And he just slowly becomes, and he grows up, and he just becomes more and more cynical and, like, angry about everything. And you just see, like, this, like, destructive human group. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah, and it's like, I just thought of that.
He grows up into a completely different human being because he has all his adult memories.
Yeah, but because he didn't have that childlike wonder and innocence when he was a kid this time around.
Because he knew what he was going to be when he grew up. Yeah, so it'd be like if Hitler went back in time to when he was a kid.
And he's like, I'm going to do it better this time.
Yeah, he knew everything that he was going to do.
Yeah, and it can be very cynical and dark and sad. You should pitch this idea sounds like such a happy thing. You should pitch a happy one.
Yeah. This actually sounds like a good idea. I like it.
I wasn't just like, oh, Ian's mom's ideas are going to be bad. But I saw how short it was. Like, are we going to talk about this?
Yeah, I mean, but you did say, like, you know, as short as people want it, even if it's one sentence, and then that gives us something to like riff off of.
Yeah, mine last time was just a sentence by notes.
Yeah.
I have to sneeze, hold on.
Cool.
It's not gonna come, dang it. Ian, we have one more pitch to do.
One more pitch?
Yeah.
Alright.
For our story, for your story.
For my story.
The one you got, yeah.
We have one more episode?
Yeah, because we said we'd do three and we only pitched two.
Yeah. My computer's going to die here. Hold on. Okay. So.
I'm really drawing a blank. No, we only did two episodes.
We did two episodes. That's right. So there was the whole destroy the universe, space time continuum, typical time machine thing.
That would get
people hooked on it because it's kind of a typical time machine. Like, you know, the universe is going to be destroyed because people are going back in time or whatever. The second one is going to kind of draw people into a specific character. It can make you cry at points because very cynical. So the third one,
do a happy one. That's what I'm thinking. Make it kind of happy. All I got.
Yeah, but you don't want it to be cheesy either.
Oh, so like, I mean, like sometimes I think you do. Like I'll argue the best part of a movie that I think is bad, Amazing Spider-Man 2, had really good parts, and it was how charismatic and how cheesy, but how much you liked watching the relationship between Peter and Gwen.
Okay.
Like, I liked that part. I mean, that could just be specific to me. Everybody's different, but...
Yeah. So you could do something more like this person... You could have, like, a kid go back. You know, like, say, like, a kid who's, like, 12 or so, but let's say his mom died when he was 7 or something, and he goes back to when both his parents were still alive.
And he learns a lesson.
Yeah, he learns some kind of lesson.
I just said that
because
he's a kid.
Yeah.
Some kind of lesson.
So now it's just turning into Adventures in Odyssey. He learns some kind of lesson.
Yeah, he goes into the Room of Consequence.
Yep.
And he goes back in time, and he realizes that you shouldn't get a do-over in life because you learn lessons.
Yeah. And like, okay, how about he learns something like, okay, so his parents are both alive now, and like he grows up now with both his parents. But something bad has, because of that, like... His parents fight a lot or something like that. Something happens, so then he has a bad childhood because he...
Well, then we're getting sad again, Ian. You figured out the one mandate.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I guess you're right. But then how would he learn... He'd have to learn the lesson somehow.
What about this? It's a happy thing because he learns to realize he gets the opportunity to go back through the gate and come back on the other side. And he goes and he learns... He gets to spend more time with his mom. So it's kind of like, it's like a bittersweet kind of thing where he's like, these questions I had about life or I had about this thing and this thing. And my mom died. I never got to ask her these things and learn this stuff. So it's a happy thing because he gets to go back and spend like another day with his dead mom.
Yeah. And what if there was like flashbacks or like flashes? So like, what if there's two characters and they're friends? And one character, his mom died. And the other character, his brother is dying, like dying or just died or something like that. And so the one who already has the dead parent gets the opportunity to go back through the gate, and he learns all this stuff. He gets to spend time with his parent. he learns this lesson, and then he gets the opportunity to come back through, and he helps his friend.
And he teaches his friend that you can't take people for granted.
Yes.
Then we're doing a happy, wholesome show, and it's not dark or dumb. I mean, it's a little dark, but it's not
a little dark,
it's
but
not
it's
just
not,
dumb and stupid like most of our stuff.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good idea.
We crushed it. We got it. We got it in one. That was the most awkward fist bump I've ever done in my whole life.
And that was the first fist bump of the show, too.
That's okay. Oh, dang it. I'm out of coffee.
Do you have any other cool ideas? I ran out of this long time ago. I'm going to pick it up. Do you have anything to elaborate on my story?
No.
I don't either.
Not really.
I think it was a cool idea. I'm really surprised we didn't get Matt's stuff.
Yeah.
Because Matt sent the majority in, and a lot of Matt's were real bangers.
Yeah.
I was really excited to talk about some of Matt's.
Well, you can tell Matt's seen a lot of TV. He's a total nerd. He's been around for a long time.
Well, he just roasted Matt, nerd.
And he has a lot of time on his hands.
And not anymore.
Well, not so much.
Matt has kids.
But okay,
and a wife,
one of his emails, he sent in like 8 of them, and he said because he was home all week.
Yeah, he
had a lot of time. He just wrote out a bunch of stories.
Yeah. Not very good. And the thing that made me frustrated about it was most of them were better than any of the stuff I even think of. And I got so mad. I was like, come on.
But just think, okay, when you're Matt's age, you can come up with good ideas like that.
Who are you just calling him old?
No, I'm calling him wise. I'm saying he's had experience.
I'm pretty sure you said old. That's what I remember you saying.
That's okay.
Oh, I have one more thing I want to pitch. Okay, Ian, I want to get your honest opinion. I want to get
Are you pitching your own idea here?
Yeah, but nobody vote on this. Like, this isn't for like winning or anything. This is just a question I have. I'm going to pitch this podcast. It's a podcast to you.
Okay.
New married couple watches the greatest sitcom of all time, Boy Meets World. All
right.
But they watch it from one perspective of the girl in this hypothetical relationship has never seen it.
Okay.
Well, has seen only the first season-ish of Boy Meets World. And then, so they watch it because the guy in the relationship loves it. And he wants to show it. But then they also come out with a perspective of like, is this a moral that we want our future kids to learn? Like, is this an episode that like we show our kids and be like, I think they should learn this idea or this moral, or I disagree with this one, and kind of get into that aspect of it. And one more thing, the whole thing is done without Snapchat filter voices. The whole thing.
So I have two questions slash commentary.
And the show would be called Girl Meets Boy Meets World.
Girl Meets Boy Meets World. Wait. Is that a line? That's a line in a Reliant K song, I think. No, the line is Boy Meets World. No.
It might be a Reliant
K
line.
Girl Meets Boy Meets World. I don't know. Anyway, okay. So,
Meet Boy Meets World.
Meet
Days of
World.
Our Life.
Yeah.
Nailed it. And it just figures. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, we're not going to talk about Reliant K.
Song. But, okay. So, first thing.
I'm the realist. Drop this on the whole world. Feel it. Sorry.
Basically. So you're pitching the idea of applying the lessons learned in a TV show to your future children, or even to your relationship.
Well, real quick, this hypothetical. I didn't say this was me.
Wait a minute. No. That was my second commentary. No. This is you and Ashley, isn't it?
Because
she's
sure.
never seen
because
this,
I
seen the show,
I
and
think
you love the show.
That'd be such a fun idea. No, here's the thing, though. Not so much. We're going to do this, but like it's a family friendly show. That's supposed to be, in a lot of ways, like especially the first few seasons, are supposed to be just about this kid growing up and the lessons he learns. So yeah. I thought it'd be cool to come out like, is this a lesson that I want my kids to learn? Like, is this a lesson that like when I have a kid who's the same age as Corey, do I want my kid to watch this? And like, is it a wholesome enough show that I would want my kid to like be like, hey, like, no, you should watch this and learn from it.
So would you have like your kid watch when did it start? He was in fifth grade. Watch season one when he's
sixth
in fifth
grade.
Sixth grade. And then season two when he's in seventh grade and then on up.
Well, I mean, me and Ashley would watch it now.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like I think like kind of like that. Like, is this how I thought it's
I
a
think
killer
it's a good
idea.
I think it's.
I don't think there's any market for Boy Meets World commentary.
I've heard that idea before too. Like I've heard the idea of parents wanting to do something similar, but with the Harry Potter series, and like when their kid reaches a certain age, like give them a letter, and then the first book, and then the next year give them a letter, and then the next book, and with the Harry Potter series. Because, you know, it kind of advances every year.
If that kid was anything like me, I'd be like, dog, I want to read it all now.
I know, right? So it sounds like that, which I've heard before, but with Boy Meets World. And I thought that was a cool idea when I heard it. So, I mean, I'd say it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. So the only thing about it is, the only thing that's holding me back is, me and Ashley have had this ongoing argument about whether we use Snapchat filter voices. And I'm like, maybe for an intro. And she's like, the whole time.
Why? Okay, so I have to confess, I don't use Snapchat.
I don't Snapchat. Either, really.
I mean, I have a Snapchat, Same. But I hate it.
I don't really use it at all.
Yeah. But to be fair, most guys that I know only use Snapchat because their girlfriends make them use it. Or, like, their girlfriends use it and communicate with them, so they're forced to use it. So
I mean, not me and Ashley, just text or phone call.
Yeah, see, I hate Snapchat. Anyway. But, I mean, yeah, you could do the voice filters if you wanted.
Oh, is this a guess? No, so vote on that. Should we use... If we do this idea, do I have to learn how to edit a video to have squeaky voices the whole time? And if you don't know what Snapchat filter voices are, just YouTube it and then see if you want to listen to a 30-minute show of people talking like that.
No. No, not for the whole show. For an intro.
See, that's what I'm thinking. Like an intro. Like, I'd be like, yeah, because then you can get your funny thing you want. This is just kind of my way of saying, hey, guys, vote with me and try to agree with me so I can try to convince Ashton to make this podcast with me. That's all I got. I'm done. All right. We have to do our wind up. We have to thank the people we want to. So yeah. Thank you to Whack Matters for putting us on iTunes and hosting this also on the internet.
Thank you to Tim Schoenfeld for our theme song, Footy Pajamas.
Footy. Are we just gonna do me singing for the intro to this one?
What?
No, it's fine. Right. Earlier I sang like all of a whole song while you just laughed at me.
Yeah. Well, that'll be on the intro of the show.
That's it.
Well, did you see the last episode? I had an intro of you like being weird because it caught you on camera
I was making fun of Shia LaBeouf. We should talk about Shia LaBeouf on every episode.
We should.
That could be a segment we do. So what's Shia up to?
He's the only person that made Indiana Jones 4 good.
I think a lot of people would argue the exact inverse of that.
Yeah.
But
that's
all I got.
That's all
I got. Thanks for watching. Please vote. If you have story ideas, you can email us at
letmepitchthistoyou@gmail.com. Also,
only vote through there.
Send in your votes through email.
And put it
votes
in the,
are not
subject line.
Are not counted anywhere else, but you can comment on Facebook or YouTube or wherever you want. Follow us on Facebook at Let Me Pitch This To You. You can follow us on Twitter now at official. Hold on, I got to think of the acronym. The official LMPTTY. So it's just Let Me Pitch This To You if you took the first letter of each word. We'll figure out a better name, or you guys can send in an email with a better Twitter
name.
Ian
read that out loud and said, "That's not clunky at all. Let's use it."
But regardless, we're on Twitter now. We might be on Instagram soon too.
Oh boy, we'll be on Instagram.
Yeah,
we will for sure be on Instagram by the time this episode is posted at
midnight tonight. So it'll be up for Monday. You can watch this episode.
Well, you're gonna get it up tonight.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. Oh, I'm gonna start putting it up Monday nights. Because Monday nights, just like if I'm working or whatever, but I'm usually home Sunday, so I'll just hit upload when I go to bed.
Cool.
So
tight. All right. Thanks for watching.
Vote
for me. Remember, that's still a rule.
Yeah. What was your Instagram name? You can follow Marcus on.
Oh, Afro Thunder, and same on Twitter. Afro Thunder.
Was it Afro Thunder? Afro Thunder 97.
That's my. Thanks for giving up my email. Oh. Really appreciate it. No, it's
I could have swore there was a 97 on your Instagram. Well, now everybody knows how old you are too. You can follow me on Instagram at
20
static with a K reverb. Also on Twitter with the same name. Yeah, that's everything. Thanks for watching.
Just do it.
All right, let's close this out.
Right, I forgot we have to do this.
All right, ready? Go.
You gotta be kidding
me! 2 times in a row! Alright.
I hate this game. Selfish butthole drugstore. I must be psychotic. I must be demented to think that I'm worthy of all this attention.